Yeah, X Mobile.
TFW. Good morning, Patrick. You up there?
Fan XY.
Move with the other station. Come on back in here.
And I bet we'll put y'all to it. Just want to tell y'all good morning. KF4NXY, David.
Ken, it's not foggy up here. I'm just coming out of the black hole on the other side.
Good morning, David.
Y'all go ahead and pick it up. I'll be listening.
Andrew this morning.
Andrew this morning, either. I called out at 15 after, or earlier than that.
Decided to sleep in this morning, D.
Helen.
I'll get the house, but it's not up here in Lyman.
It's all up here. Got a beautiful full moon this morning.
Agenda for this morning.
I guess to run the normal route, but it's going to be a busy day today, a long one.
Things to do?
Yep, I do. I got two AC recovery machines to deal with, and I got my bi-weekly stops that I got to catch up on, so it's going to be a long day today. You got anything going on today?
Anything out of the ordinary, although yesterday I ended up having to go to Home Depot three different times. I may have to go today. I know they texted me last night. They thought they might need a part, but, man, it's probably going to be hard to come by to get one today. You might could get one ordered and get it for tomorrow.
Be getting any better to you about being able to get them?
I'm on the downhill. And that things are just taking longer and longer to get. And then you got, you know, shipping issues and stuff like that. You know, depending on where it's coming from, it takes a little longer.
I was seeing, too, I was just curious if it's just me. Maco keeps pushing our delivery dates on a lot of stuff back further and further. Our tool carts that were supposed to be here. In June, pushed them to August, and now it's October.
He's saying that they're running out of parts. I wonder what parts they're running out of.
Surprised they didn't take a longer 4th of July break.
Too much time off, man. That's going to affect the, you know, a lot of other businesses in the area. They'll have to be cutting back too.
You going to take you another day off this week?
I'm going to. And that my sister's coming over today, and then I think tonight we're going to go to Saks. My brother might do something on Friday. He was trying to give a little time to get over that COVID.
Over soon, so you can at least spend one day with her, your family. To that fog you were talking about.
It's that foggy at the house, but it was a little bit foggy this morning.
To the bottom of the mountain and run smack into it. Now you can't see nothing.
It's pretty soon. It's clear over here. I'm fixing to jump up on the interstate. KN4 TFW. I did a FM radio yesterday and they were saying that 72% of the restaurant owners didn't think that they would be still be in business in 6 months.
I was listening to the radio yesterday also, and one of the polls said they'd done a survey of, I can't remember how many small businesses, but 35% of the small businesses that were surveyed were behind on their rent.
It's the same one. When you see the tick stick where they said that they surveyed them, the people that were working from home, and 37% said that if their company wanted them to come back, they'd go look for something else.
I think it was Belgium or somewhere like that, that was passing a law that they had to have the right to work from home if they were able. I'm like, it's the businesses, just, if they want you to come to work, then that's what you do if you want a job.
Right about that, you know, you're not, it's just a lot more hassle than that working from home. I can't do mine from home.
No, you're not near as efficient because you don't know what's going on. You don't know, you don't pick up on those small nuances that, you know, this guy's leading into this, you know, he needs this or whatever. You don't get that. And it's just, I don't see it working long term.
If it's a call center or something and you're just answering calls, I can maybe understand that.
Get that, but a lot of these people need to go back to work. I know Matco, the corporate office, they haven't gone back to work. They're still working from home. And it's killing us on hold times. And, you know, it's useless to even call them for customer service to try to find anything anymore because I don't have an hour and a half to wait from to call me back or on hold. And then you do the call back and you never get a call back. Never.
I called a couple of businesses and you can't get anybody, and that is ridiculous.
Maybe our direct hotline, or if we need help with something, we can call in and get it. Well, an hour and a half, whole times, they ain't helping nobody. So, what's the point? I don't even try anymore. I just figure out something, do what I got to do, and I don't even call customer service.
I did away with customer service at me.
Yeah, I made a mistake by calling it that, and I should have called it something else, but old habits die hard.
Wanted me to get a quote on some heat transfer oil, and I called him. He wanted it in those 275-gallon totes, and that it was $8,000 a tote. Something else now. I think he's thinking about switching, but we needed like 5 totes. I mean, that was 40 grand. Seems heavier this morning. How about for you?
No, it doesn't seem heavier. It's been seeming a little lighter to me over the last week or so, even before the 4th of July.
For dinner, we had some of that Thanksgiving turkey that I had canned back in November. Man, it was good.
Talking about food, make me hungry already.
A lot of choices for restaurants coming down that road.
Anything coming down that road. I'm surprised somebody hadn't put something out there. I mean, anything above Highway 11, there's nothing.
When I was a kid, well, I think there's a little home cooking one right there on the right side going up the mountain, right before you get to Highway 11. There was one on the other side when I was a kid back in the 70s.
A little mom and pop on the right-hand side going up. Right there, it's KOA campground in that area. And then where old Boswell comes out, there's I think it's the Country Inn or something like that. It's there, but I'm talking something like more along the lines of a convenience store or something like that, or even a decent restaurant, a little bigger that's easier to get in and out of than those two. They got pretty small parking lots, one of them does.
Get much traffic as that road sees that there'd be something more convenient for sure. KN4 TFW.
At that though, is if you put one thing out there, there'll be 10 more with it.
Keep building up and it's downhill after that.
That way. ACs on the back of the tool truck worked on.
With this heat, you need all of them working for sure.
There's boiling water everywhere. Come to find out, there's a catch can up there for water, and there was never the pump put in it or the hole drilled in it so the water could drain out of it. So it was sloshing water over into the fan and just blowing it everywhere.
Missed that one on the key seat check, right?
Made it 5 years and never had a problem out of it. I don't know, but it was in Missouri, so the ACs probably didn't run a whole lot. For these house guests to go away for a little while.
Nice for everything to get back to normal and then be able to get a little bit of rest.
KO4HX that you'd be needing some rest going all the time.
Like about 6 o'clock in the evening on Saturday.
A week in between them there so you can kind of get a little rest.
Up on my yard work, man, the flower beds are taking a beat.
This flower bed workout.
It's good, but the other one never did do anything. I gotta work on it.
Gardening it, or do you have actual flowers?
Growing tomatoes and cucumbers in one, and then the other one I tried to put some peppers and some other stuff in that, and some squash and that, but it just, the seeds would either sprout and get up a couple of inches, and then they just would just sit there. And then I planted some plants in it, some pepper plants, and they just stayed there. They survived, but they didn't do anything. They didn't grow or anything. So there's something wrong with the soil for sure.
You don't like it. Might have to find something to mix with that one and try to get it where it needs to be.
There's fertilizer in it, and they say the only way to get rid of that, like too much nitrogen, is just to keep watering it.
Close to your house right now, running a few minutes behind. I had more stuff to switch over today.
Yeah, I'm pulling in here to park the spot, so I'll say 7-3s. I hope you have an awesome day, and maybe it won't be as long as you think it's going to be. Maybe I catch you this afternoon. KN4GFW.
Ken, you have a good day, and I hope everything goes smooth for you. KO4HX, and I'll be mobile and monitoring for a few minutes.
David, if you're still out there.